Preparations are being made for the joint patrols in Bongolo and Zeale near the border with Liberia. They are to consist of 10 government soldiers, 10 rebels, and 4 United Nations peacekeepers, but a controversy over ranks seems to be slowing down the process. Rebels want ranks they gave to their fighters to be recognized. The defense minister says that is a question the politicians in the power-sharing government must decide upon, maybe during meetings this week. Since mid-April, French Rapid Reaction Forces and UN peacekeepers who have been manning the no-weapons buffer zone stopped accompanying convoys of cars. A humanitarian worker with the International Organization for Migration, Caroline Pagani, says this has already created problems in traveling from the south to the north.
I had to take the road to go to the airport to take the flight of World Food Program. A few hours after I had passed by, there was a car that got shot on. They have installed a sort of escort, but you have to wait until there's about 25 vehicles, which we cannot always do, unfortunately, because we're restricted also on the time.
She is pessimistic about Ivorian forces taking over the unstable area.
They will not be able to face everything. I don't think so, because they're not prepared for this. So they cannot, they don't have also the equipment to do this. So how can they secure the country all by themselves? I don't think it's possible.
The spokesman for the French forces, Colonel Christian Rach, says international forces are still part of the process of securing Ivory Coast.
According to me, it's a bit early to be optimistic or pessimistic. What I mean is that Ivorian people have choiced for that deployment. The authorities of the Ivory Coast have decided to settle such patrols. And of course, as far as we are concerned, the impartial forces, that is to say, United Nations forces and the French forces, will accompany that deployment.
An advisor for President Laurent Gbagbo, Lambert Bahi, says there have been some criminals taking advantage of the delicate transition period.
You do have some thieves and some groups of delinquents who are operating nightly in these areas, attacking the convoys of cars, you know, passenger buses, commuting from one city to another.
But he says it is important to keep in mind the overall goal of dismantling the buffer zone.
We want to have elections. The president is determined to hold the election this year. So definitely the reunification of the country goes with the dismantling of the buffer zone, because it is through the dismantling of the buffer zone, the creation of the mixed army patrol group, that is going to permit the redeployment of the administration, the return of the people that ran away, that fled from the towns where the war was actually taking place.
Other steps that need to be taken following the latest peace deal signed in Burkina Faso include disarming militias, reunifying the army, identifying citizens, and establishing new voter lists. Rebels have occupied more than half of Ivory Coast since late 2002, saying they are fighting to give millions of undocumented northerners equal rights. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Dakar.